This is Rabbi Nesanel Bron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, November 17th, 2022. We continue with Haman Aleph 5a, the third section, the blue text. All right, so we were in the middle of, we had concluded that a public cistern where there is a need for it can be dug on Yontif. We tried to read it back into the Mishnah from the word kol, and we said, no, it doesn't have to mean that. Really, the word kol could come to include, right, fixing the roads, the mikvos, etc. Now, we pick up on our Gemara and reject that. I would say, no, the word kol in the Mishnah can't refer to that. Habehedja katanila. Right, that's written explicitly. Umitakten et hadrachen, that's how rechovos, that's how mikvos. You can fix the paths, right, the streets, and the mikvos. Right, so the word kol can come to include that which is explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah. All right, once that is true, then we go back and ask the question. Right, what is that word kol? You can do all the public needs. What does it come to include? Right, lav la asuye chafir. Does it not come to include digging a new cistern? And the Gemara concludes, yes, it does. Shema mina. We learn from there that is exactly what it means to include. And we see it right from our Mishnah itself. Okay, now we move on to another thing you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, mitzaynin es hakevaros. Right, you can designate, right, you can mark the location of the graves. All right, so if you have graves, you know, littered about, you can go and mark them to make sure that people know where they are, the Kohan can be careful, etc. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi says, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi remez letzion kvaros min ha-Torah minayin. All right, where is there a hint to designating graves from the Torah? Tama lomar, it comes to teach you, v'ra etzem adam, v'ana etzlo tzion, you see the bone of a person, and you build there a tzion, a monument, something to show that that indeed is a grave. Now that's a pasuk in Yechezkel, so it's not really from the Torah. Right, and that's the next question of the Gemara. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi, wait a minute. Hamikame delesi Yecheskel. Right before Yecheskel came and taught us this, man amar, who taught it to us? Yecheskel right, can't make it up. You want to find it from the Torah. Where is it going to be? So, Ravashi says back to Ravina, ula ta'amech, according to you, that there has to be an explicit source in the Torah for something listed in the Navi. Had Amar of Chizah, that which of Chizah said, Davar Zeh, Mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu Lola Madnu. Right, this we don't see in the Chumash, in the text of the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Midivra Yecheskel Ben Buzi Lamadu, but from the prophet Yecheskel, we do see it. Kol Ben Nechar, Erel Lebe, Erel Basar, right? Anyone who is not of the faith, who is uncircumcised of heart and uncircumcised of flesh, lo yavo el mikdashi l'sharteini, you may not come into my, right, into my home, into my mikdash, my sanctuary, to serve me there. Mekame delesi Yecheskel man amar, before Yecheskel came and said it, who indeed said it? So I know it's not explicit in the Chumash, but it's got to be from somewhere. Ella Gemara Gemirila. Rather, we have a tradition. It's Halacha Moshe Misina, right? This is a oral tradition. Ba'asa Yecheskel, and Yecheskel came, Ba'asmecha Akron, he attached it to a pasuk in Yecheskel. Hachanami, so too here in our case of Tzion Kvaros, of marking the graves, Gemara Gemirila, it is a oral tradition. Ba'asa Yecheskel, Ba'asmecha Akron. Yecheskel came, and he attached it to a pasuk in his own sefer. Rabbi Abahu Amar Mehacha, right? Rabbi Abahu says it is from a different place. Right? V'tame, tame yikra, you shall call out that it is indeed tame, right? Tuma, korolo, ve'omerlo, prosh, right? There is a impurity, right? And the Torah says, prosh, you have to separate yourself from it. That's the same thing here. Right, when there is a tuma, you have to separate yourself from it. That is in the context of the mitzora, right? When you have somebody who has tzaras, right, the spiritual leprosy. And so he's got to call out that he's tamei, so people know to stay away from it. And that's the same thing again when you have a body in the ground, so you want to mark it so people can stay away from it. V'chein amar Uziel bar Bredu, Rabbi Uziel Rabba, so says Rabbi Uziel, the son of Rabbi Uziel the Great, Tuma Korolo, Tuma, he is called a Tame, the leper, the Omeris Loprosh, and he's got to say, stay away from me, so you don't become Tame as well. That concludes our learning for today. We'll continue this discussion tomorrow, so please come back and join me then.